The Shariat Qihare Book 1. Paul Twitchell and Alan Feldman. Direct Path Publishing, Roseville, California. The Shariat Qihare, Book 1. Copyright 2013 to 2015 by Alan Feldman and Heather Jayamboy. All rights reserved. Published in the United States by Direct Path Publishing, 1911 Douglas Boulevard, No. 85165, Roseville, California 95661. www.directpathpublishing.com. All rights reserved. No part of this book may be reproduced or transmitted in any form by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying, recording, phonographic recording, or by any information storage and retrieval system, without permission in writing from the publisher. Use of small excerpts in a review is permitted. This book in no way is authorized by, endorsed by, or affiliated with Ikankar or its subsidiaries. All references to Ikankar and other trademarked properties are used in accordance with the fair use doctrine and in accord with religious freedom as well as individual freedom. We claim all rights and give up no rights under the Unified Commercial Code UCC 1308, copyright law and the Constitution of the United States including the U.S. Bill of Rights. Mention of such trademark terms are not meant to imply that this book is an Ikankar product for advertising or other commercial purposes. This book is the Holy Scriptures of Vardhankar and is hereby considered to be a Bible. In order to practice his or her spiritual path, the Vardhanist chooses this holy book. Any copyright claims will be limited in total damages to a maximum dollar value of any profit if derived, that Vardhankar or its agents or subsidiaries derive from the sale of this book. Any attempt to collect any more than this amount will be deemed religious persecution and/or suppression and subject to the laws regarding attempts to suppress or prevent the practice of Vardhankar and/or to religiously prosecute Vardhankar and the individuals who practice Vardhankar. We claim any and all rights and give up no rights under the Unified Commercial Code, US Constitution, Bill of Rights and any other protections. We claim all rights and give up no rights under the Unified Commercial Code, in particular UCC 1308. Fair use disclaimer. All the contents of this book are under the protection of Section 107 of the U.S. copyright law. Under the fair use rule of copyright law, an author may make limited use of another author's work for purposes of criticism and comments, such as quoting or excerpting a work in review or criticism for purposes of illustration or comment. The limited quotations in the book used for review and criticism purposes conform to the criteria for fair use according to U.S. Federal Law Title 17 in the U.S. Code. Warning 17 U.S.C.S. 515, F. provides penalties for the deliberate misrepresentation of copyright infringement. The authors of this book believe in good faith that it constitutes fair use as per 17 U.S.C.S. 515, F. Persons/agencies filing a false or frivolous DMCA complaint may be subject to civil liability. The authors also maintain this book is protected under freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights as well as the UCC. We reserve all rights under UCC 1308 Reservation of Rights. This is the free PDF version. Printed version also available. Printed version, ISBN 13-978-0996907330. The Shariat Qihare, Book 1. 1. Out-of-body experiences 2. Heaven 3. Self-realization and God-realization 4. Practices and sacred texts 5. Meditation and spirituality, dedicated to the Vardhan masters of the ancient order of Bhsharan who waited patiently for the right time to gift this message to the world. The Shariat Qihare, Volume 1. The Ancient Scriptures of Vardhankar, The Science of Chusa, Soul, Travel brought to light for the first time. These writings of golden wisdom, which have always been hidden in the spiritual worlds, have now been translated and published for the first time. Volume 1 is the first section of the works of the Shariat Qihare, which was dictated by Sri Phabikwans, the great Vardhan master, at the Katsapara monastery in northern Tibet. 12 or more volumes of the Sharat Gaihari will be published. The Sharat Gaihari contains the wisdom and ecstatic knowledge of those planes of the spiritual worlds, beyond the regions of time and space. To read and study this highly inspired book will give the reader an insight into the scriptures of the temples of golden wisdom. The essence of God knowledge is laid down in these writings. Those who follow Vardhan are involved in the Sharat Gaihari, for it is their Bible, the everlasting gospel. All worldly doctrines and religions, philosophies and sacred writings are the offsprings of the Sharat Gaihari. 3. Table of Contents I. The Vardhan, the Divine Voice of Hari 2. The Vardhan Sastras 3. The Doctrine of the Vardhan Marg 4. The Kingdom of the Hari V. The Spiritual Hierarchy VI. The Living Vardhan Master 7. The Transcendence of Love 8. The Supreme Attainment of the Kila 9. Visions of the Hari X. The Purpose of the Kalpower 11. The Way of Vardhan Perfection 12. The Sacred Works of Vardhan Kar, V. First Introduction by Paul Twitchell. The Sharat Gaihari, which means the Way of the Eternal, is the ancient scripture of Vardhan Kar, the science of Dusa 1, soul, travel and total consciousness. It is possibly the oldest known on this earth planet. The Sanskrit writings, consisting of the Vedas, Upanishads and Mahabharata, cannot be traced beyond 10,000 years on this planet. The Sharat Gaihari is said to have been known before the great antediluvian deluge of this world, and beyond that into the hoary years of those so-called mystical continents known to us as Atlantis and Lemuria. The Nakal records are reported to be among the first religious writings known to us, and they contain scattered references to Vardhan Kar, or total consciousness. Only to monasteries in Tibet, located in the remote mountains, have any of these writings in their keeping on this physical planet. The Sharat is located otherwise, on other planets and in other planes beyond this world. These Tibetan monasteries are so well hidden that it is doubtful anyone can find them, not even the Buddhist lamas who have gained the power of moving about in the ethers at their own volition. The keepers of these records are so careful in their guardianship of them that no one can enter these monasteries unless first screened by the monks, who can read the seeker's aura like we scan a daily newspaper. The Sharat Gaihari, the guide for those who wish to reach the heavenly kingdom via the route of Vardhan Kar, is kept in respective parts in each golden temple, beginning on this earth planet and continuing on each spiritual plane upward into the very heart of the kingdom of God. It is mainly kept, here on the earth planet, in the spiritual city of Agam Des, which lies in the high wilderness of the Hindu Kush mountains in Central Asia. Only those who are able to travel in the Atmosarup, soul body, can reach this strange community of adepts and study the ancient scriptures of truth. 1. Chusa, soul our eternal God self. 7. Vardhan Kar is the basic foundation for all religions, philosophy and scientific works in our world today. It is closer to being in its original form, as the science of soul travel, than any of the other paths to God. However, it is neither religion, philosophy or metaphysics, for it is the Vardhan Marg, meaning the path of Vardhan Kar. It has been handed down by word of mouth from Rama, the first known world savior, who came out of the deep forests of northern Tibet and traveled down to Persia, where he paused long enough to give these secret teachings to a few mystics whose descendants were to become the followers of Zoroaster, the Persian sage. Rama then proceeded to India, where he settled and taught that man could have the experience of God in his own lifetime. Vardhan Kar was revealed to Rama by one of the ancient Vardhan masters. It is likely that he was lifted out of the body and taken to the city of Agam Des, where the Sharat Gaihari was shown him and the opportunity to study its contents was provided. No written instruction was available to the followers of Vardhan Kar until about the 13th century, when Jalaluddin Rumi, the mystic poet of Persia, hinted at it in his great poem, The Reed of God. About the 16th century, Gabir, the Hindu mystic poet, took it upon himself to unwrap the mysteries of the ancient science of Dusa travel. He had quite a time with his adversaries, for everybody who believed in orthodox religion thought he was crazy and tried to kill him. Those who were followers of the science of Dusa travel knew he was mentally wrong for revealing the truth. As a result, they hounded him until he could scarcely keep himself alive, spending most of his time in hiding. There was a corruption of the original teachings by word of mouth, and several other paths came out of this. Some of these were Shabda Yoga, Santon, Magi, Cult of Dionysus, and a few other mystery schools that are generally well known to us. Each part of the divine knowledge schools branched off into its own particular way as a path to God. The six great religious systems of India are only branches of the God Vidya, God knowledge, that we call Vardhan. So are the religions of the West, and every continent, including Africa and Asia. 8. A study of the Golden Bough, by Fraser, will bear out what is being written here. Basically, the main principle or vital part of Vardhanka remains as out of the consciousness projection, which is far beyond the astral or any other lower plane movements. Corrupted from the original source as man developed in various parts of the world into a semblance of religion and worship, man fell away from the mainstream of truth and created his own gods and rituals. Thus we find that there is some truth in the story about the Tower of Babel. The Sharat Gaihanare consists of about 12 books, each book comprising 12 to 15 chapters each. These chapters average about 30,000 words and are made up of cantos, or what we call verse in dialogue form, in which the Hare, God in English, speaks to his chief disciple, Satnam, sometimes called the Satpurusha, Lord of the spiritual plane of soul, or the fifth region. He is believed by some to be the supreme Hare but is only the first manifestation of God. Not all the writing is made up of cantos or free verse. Often it is in straight narrative, or legends and stories. Sometimes it is in allegories or fables, but altogether it is the whole truth, concise in all its departments that tell everyone what life really consists of and how to live it. Statements of the highest spiritual nature are uttered by the Hare to Satnam to show that the Supreme Deity wants all souls to be lifted into the heavenly realm again. I am eternal, therefore, I am free. All who come unto me shall experience freedom of eternity. Freedom is a completeness within itself, for soul must enter into the divine light or suffer the effects of the lower reality. The true reality in any universe of mine is spirit, and he who looks upon it as giving him existence and experience is indeed a wise man. The ancient books of the Sharat Gaihari are indeed the true light and the word of God. It takes up and discusses every phase of life in both matter worlds and the highest planes. Those who are fortunate enough to be able to peruse its golden pages are indeed enlightened souls. Usually, it is the spiritual travelers who make it their concern to study 9, this golden book of wisdom and spread its light to those who will listen. Indeed, as Reba Zardoz, the torchbearer of Vardhanka in the world today, points out, only the courageous and adventurous in spirit ever have the opportunity to see and study its wondrous pages. Whatever there is to receive in truth for each of us, is only in accord with our individual consciousness. One will find within these pages an answer to every question man has ever devised to ask of any greater ones. All that which is truth is here now, within these pages. Paul Twigell, Second Introduction by Alan Feldman, the Mahatma, the Living Vardhan Master. When Sri Paul Twitchell brought out these ancient teachings in 1965, he gave them the name of Ekankar. The highest path has had many different names and many different masters. The path of out-of-body chooser, soul, travel has always been the most direct path back to God or Hari. But only when led by one who holds the rod of Vardhan power and is appointed by the order of the Bsharan, which in Paul's time he called the order of the Vairagi. Unfortunately, when Paul translated, died, in 1971, there was no one to hand the rod of power to who could take over for him publicly. Paul made a list of 4 members but never picked a successor. He could not because no one was ready to take on the 12th initiation yet. When Paul translated, died, in 1971, the rod of power was passed to the great Reba Zardoz, who is the torchbearer. It was a sad day for many acrists to see their once high path reduced to an offshoot path. Frankly, most did not know what had happened. Some tried to follow Reba Zard but had little or no access to him except on the inner planes. Darwin Gross, who was appointed by the Ekankar Board of Directors, tried to keep the teachings on track, but it was impossible because the rod of power had been passed to Reba's Artaz and Darwin was not a true master. The high path went underground under Reba's Artaz, for there was no master to physically take over for Paul and teach the path openly. Like all offshoot paths, Ikankar began to rapidly deteriorate as it was not being run by a true Vardhan master. Harold Klemp has changed the path so much since the days of Paul that it is scarcely recognizable today. But Darwin, although he tried to maintain things, was in a losing battle without the rod of Vardhan power. In 2013, the spiritual hierarchy under the direction of various masters and silent ones under the direction of the Hare or God, decided to bring the teachings out using a new master, Sri Alan Feldman, under the new name of Vardhankar. Although I was chosen, I am humbled and am aware that had there not been such an urgent need to get the Vardhan teachings out to the public, I would have not received the Rod of Power on October 22, 2013. I have been personally stretched to say the least, and it has been difficult, but the teachings must be gotten out regardless, and all must learn to never worship personalities but to look instead to the goals of Vardhankar, of self-realization, God realization and Vardhan mastership in this lifetime or the next. Each living Vardhan master is unique and must surrender to the will of Hare, God. It is my hope that we can rekindle the work of Paul and revitalize it through Vardhankar. Vardhankar will never be for the masses, but there are many millions who are ready. I will be writing the Sharat Kai Hare volumes 3 and 4 over the next 2 or 3 years. There are other things that must be done first. The Sharat Kai Hare Book 1 is a wondrous book brought out by a remarkable Vardhan master. It has been translated in order to be suitable for Vardhanists as well as the public. The following terms have changed from 1971 Ikankar to 2013 Vardhankar. Sharat Kai Sigmad, Sharat Kai Hare Ikankar, Vardhankar Sigmad, Hare Ek, Vardhan, Ekist, Vardhanist Mahanta, Margatma Soul Travel. Tusa Travel Vairagi, Gsharan. This book is awe-inspiring and should be read by all true Vardhanists, as well as anyone who truly desires truth and is willing to set aside all dogma, opinions and beliefs long enough to prove for themselves through their own personal experiences that what is written here is the way back to the high worlds of God within this lifetime, and a golden blessing to have access in the physical world to this great wisdom. Baruch Upashad. May the blessings be. Alan Feldman, January 2014, 12, Chapter 1. The Vardhan, the divine voice of Hare. Vardhan is the totality of all awareness. It is the omnipresence of the Hare, the omniscience and the omnipotent, the Alnish of the divine Hare in his kingdom and the universes. Life is concerned only with the primal Vardhan, or the word of It. This is the essence of life. Nothing is greater than the word of the worlds. Hence the Hare speaks to us only through the primal sound. It has no other way of contact other than through the Vardhan, or creative energy. Out of the divine voice all other sounds flow. Those who are in It distinguish between the primal word and the manifest worlds, between the original music and its echo. They are able to point out the difference between the dhunitmic sound and the varnatmic sounds. The all-creative Vardhan is the voice of the Hare, out of which all other sounds arise. At the same time, its divine strains linger in all material planes as echoes of the original melody. The voice of the Hare is the dhunitmic, the sound which cannot be spoken. It has no written symbol. Such is the music of the Hare. The varnatmic is the sound which can be spoken or written. Hence, the scripture of the Sharat Kai Hare can be spoken and written on the lower planes. But in the higher worlds it is only the heavenly white music. The Vardhan is the ocean of love, a life-giving, creative sea, heard by the divine followers of the Hare. Within the ocean of love is the total sum of all teachings emanating from the Hare. It is the divine word, for it includes everything that it has said or done, and what it is. The voice of the Hare includes all the qualities of the magnificent being in the ocean of love and mercy. It-9 is a continuous process, flowing down from its place in the celestial kingdom, into all worlds below. This ocean of love and mercy projects itself in the form of waves emerging out of a fountain. Since it contains the qualities of the Hare, IT can only appear on the lower planes, including the physical, as a form of consciousness. Hence, as IT reaches the soul, or Atma plane, IT manifests itself as Satnam, in Sakkhand. Here this divine being becomes fully personified for the first time, manifesting all of the qualities of the Hari. Satnam becomes the personal creator, Lord, God, and Father to all who are religious followers. He is the source out of which the voice, the wave of the Hari, flows to all worlds below IT. IT's voice may be heard and seen by those who are able to participate in IT throughout the worlds of the Supreme Deity. IT may be seen and heard only by those awakened selves, who have received the initiation from the Vardhan adepts. When the human consciousness in one has been awakened and he hears and sees the wave of the Hari, he is the enlightened. He hears the Hari, sees IT and feels the omnipotency of IT, for the Vardhan is the divine deity expressing itself in all that is visible and audible. The wave of the Hari's voice, issuing through Satnam, flows outwardly from the ocean of love and mercy, reaching the vast boundaries of the spiritual worlds and of all creation. Then IT flows back into the ocean again, as do the waves created by a pebble dropped in a still pond. Moving on IT, all power and all life appear to flow outwardly to the uttermost bounds of creation, and again on IT, all life appears to be returning to Satnam. Therefore, it is the returning wave of the voice that soul must look to for help. The Vardhan adept makes the connection, and the individual soul is linked with this returning wave. It is then that soul or Atma starts IT's journey again toward the heavenly worlds, leaving all the worlds of mortality behind. Thus the Hari will speak to those who are obedient to IT's word, for IT holds all life within IT's hand. All shall have light and the word if they listen to IT and obey. The Hari has little involvement with embodiments. 10. IT's relationship is only with consciousness, striving toward a totality of awareness so that every Atma will recognize itself as being one with IT. The Hari is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient in all life, and IT desires to have Atma share these qualities. He who listens and sees the living Vardhan will experience these godlike qualities, and may use each for the welfare of all concerned. Hence, the supreme doctrine is the voice of the Hari. He who follows the golden arrow and crosses the mighty moat of heaven, where within the deep ravine sparkles and shimmers the strange translucent mist, enters into the secret kingdom of the Holy Hari. The voice that calls him is that which beckons all to take the first step upon the path to pass through the narrow gate and receive the graces of the Holy of Holiest. Only he who is pure of heart will be able to partake of the arcane ecstasy, and become aware of the divine ground of being. Within the temple dwells the Hari, unapproachable in IT's state except by the purest Atma. Descriptions are unworthy of IT. The Atma can only experience the Hari in the state of freedom. Those who are faithful will be free and able to live in the radiance of IT. Fasting, eating certain foods, praying, beseeching, pleading, practice of austerities, and the love of the Hari will never lead the Atma into the secret dwelling place. The Hari is engaged only with life and the Atma, and never with forms, symbols and objects. The Atma is immortal, cannot be injured, pierced, broken, wronged, drowned or stolen. The voice speaks to all who listen. IT speaks in the whisper of the wind, the roar of the sea, and the voices of birds and animals, in all things. IT tells all who listen that IT will never bring riches, fame, wealth, healing or happiness to those who seek these mundane gratifications. All who listen, obey, and surrender unto IT shall have whatever is IT's desire, be it riches, wealth, healing, happiness, enlightenment, or understanding of the divine wisdom. The Hari sends IT's messengers into this world as warriors. None come as doves. They are the eagles who must seek food for the young. They are the shepherds who keep the wolves away from the flock. 11. The adepts for the Vardhan are the swordsmen of the Hari. Whenever they travel, the base of karma is quickened. In their wake comes the storm that divides nation against nation, and family against family. The elements of the wrath of the Vardhan bring down temples, demolish cities and tear souls asunder. It brings storms, floods, earthquakes, wars and catastrophes. Each Atma must fight its battle against the storm of karma and the forces of the lower kingdom until victory is at hand. Then the realm of the Hari is opened unto the victor. The spiritually blind can never see the light, nor the deaf hear the voice of the Hari. He who claims to be a master but is blind, shall reap the harvest of wrath. The one who says he is a listener of the voice but is deaf, shall be torn asunder by his lying tongue. The gods who are the messengers of the divine voice know and see the blind and the deaf. They know the liar, the questioner, and the deceiver. They know that these shall not see the face of the Hari. He who has the eyes to see shall view the light of the Vardhan upon the face of the Margatma. He who has the ears to hear shall gather unto himself the wisdom of the voice of Vardhan within the worlds of the Hari. He who must know and see and hear shall be the perfect soul. He has received purification and is ready to enter into the heavenly kingdom once again. He is an instrument and can talk with the Lord and be led by it. Hence, wherever the master goes the Vardhanist follows. For he is always the instrument of Vardhan. The purification of Vardhan, the voice of the Supreme Hari, causes the forces of the lower nature to cease. The cessation brings a warfare and, therefore, all know that life in the Pinda universe one is a struggle between the spiritual and physical. Man, the apex of the Pinda universe, is known as the conveyor of the seeds of Kalranjan. The Kal and its children do battle with the Vardhan and its children. The war is always between these two powers, resulting in victory for the Vardhan for those who desire it so. Whosoever wants the life of the Vardhan must remember the falseness of the Kal. Soul must exist upon the essence of one physical universe. 2. Kal and Kalranjan is the negative power. 12. The Vardhan. The voice that speaks must be that which leads the Kila into the true home of the Hari, the ocean of love and mercy. Therefore, soul must know that life and love are not in the voice of the Pinda consciousness. Nor is it in the voice of the Nuri one existence. Nor is it in the current Sharia. 2. Nor is it in the Manas 3 world. It is only in the world of Vardhan. Unless one hears that which we know as the Bani and that which is the Nada Bindu, the seed sound from which all things grow, he has heard only the voices of these other worlds. The wolves who come in sheep's clothing will sing the praises of the voice of the lower worlds. Heed them not. Only listen to the messengers of the Supreme Hari. They who travel from the Vardhan to the regions of Jotnaranjan are the prophets of old. They are the instruments that the Hari uses to give its message to the universes. The voice is that essence, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Divine Spirit, that gives life to all. It has many names, Shabda, Logos, the Word, the Nada, Shabdadshan, Akashbani, Sultan Al-Ashkar, the King of the Ways, Ismayazan, Lalma, Kalamilai, Sarad Shabda, Ananda Yoga or Anahad Shabda. Others call it the Vardhan, Dhan, the heavenly music, and other names. Only those who follow the Vardhan Marg 4 know the truth that life consists of the Vardhan Master, the Bani and Jivanmukti. 5. This is the way man leaves the Pinda and finds his way to heaven again. All must go this way. He might go another way, but the Marg is then slower. When his persevering efforts have brought him victory, he shall have the perfectly clear understanding that all he can do for himself is useless unless he accepts the way of Vardhan. When one has definitely stripped off the Pinda values, then the Vardhan Shah 6 will burst forth, and the heavenly music will bring ecstasy. Upon this encounter he will find that there is no path, for there is no place to go. All is eternity. He is at the unique and the fundamental center of all. This is Jivanmukti. 1. Nuri, astral. 2. Current Sharia, causal body. 3. Manas, mind. 6. 4. Marg, way or path. 5. Jivanmukti, spiritual liberation during this lifetime. Vardhan Shah, state of God realization consciousness. 13. This is the deliverance, the disappearance of the illusion of servitude, because of man's unhappy conduct toward man. This freedom takes away his blindness and opens his eyes. It takes away his deafness and opens his ears. He proceeds, with the help of the Master, who is the spiritual traveler, to receive his initiation into the holy Vardhan. Then all things are made whole again. Thus he knows that the modus operandi is not the cause which precedes all form and consequently precedes it. It is only the instrument through which the first cause operates.